Now, we have some breaking a breaking story this morning. It's about Lorne Grammar School. We can tell you that they will cut their class times for pupils because of budget cuts. So this is the next of it. We were hearing from a school principal. It was only last week in the Nolan Show warning that this type of thing could happen. And the Nolan Show has now got possession of a letter from Lorne Grammar School written to parents, which is telling them that their kids will not get as much class time now because of cuts to the school budget. And can we hold any local ministers accountable? No, we can't. Because, of course, we don't have a government here in Northern Ireland. And the only actual minister we have here in Northern Ireland, the Secretary of State, well, she doesn't take questions from journalists at recent press conferences. She just gives a 1 minute. We had the journalist, Simon Coveney, up here yesterday, I think it was. He takes 10 minutes, something like that, of questions from journalists. And the Secretary of State from Northern Ireland refuses to take questions from journalists. This is the Northern Ireland you're living in. Back to this local story. So Lorne Grammar School, we've got a parent of a child at that school, Margaret. Morning to you, Margaret.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So if I read some of this letter, they talk about the school's budget. And they then say, from September, teaching staff levels will no longer be sufficient to enable the school to operate its current structure. Following consideration of the various options and in an attempt to protect learning and teaching time as far as possible and minimise the impact on pupils in the wider school community, the school day will be reorganised with a 20-minute reduction in class time. So it's starting off now, a 20-minute reduction. What's this going to lead to? Are we going to start cutting kids' education by an hour a day, an hour and a half a day? How do you feel about this, Margaret?
Well, it wasn't a surprise. I heard that teacher that was on last week and I thought he beautifully explained how the grammars fill up and then the high schools have fluctuating numbers. So when I got this letter and it's my school, it's full. You know, it's not to do with numbers. But I was wondering, because we're not a very high income area, Lauren, we don't get charged as much as other schools charge as a voluntary fee. Grammar schools can charge, they're not totally funded, my understanding, by the Department of Education. So the Department of Education lets them charge a mandatory capital fee to each student that comes every year, and currently that's capped at £140.
But if we come back to this story and the impact on pupils, you're a mother. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the class time being cut?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not upset that it's being cut. But what I was interested to find out, and why my point of contacting the show, is other schools in wealthier areas charge a much higher voluntary fee. And I'm wondering, are schools that can draw on parental financial support, and I don't blame them. You know, I think all the schools are doing their absolute best, are able to shelter themselves from the cuts.
Well, let's speak to Michael Allen. You mentioned that head teacher that was on the programme last week. Michael's actually back with us this morning.
Oh, good.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Stephen. Good
Michael,
morning,
you warned on this show of schools going to a four-day week. Here we have Lorne Grammar now. They're refusing to comment. I don't know why they're refusing to comment if they're trying to inform parents what's happening through a letter that they've sent to parents. But there we go. They're now cutting class time by 20 minutes a week.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing I want to do, Stephen, is say I'm not speaking here.
Sorry, 20 minutes a day?
Yeah. First thing I want
so
to say...
What's that? 100 minutes? That's nearly 2 hours a week of class time pupils are losing.
It's 9% of class time down.
Okay.
Michael?
Yeah. First thing, Stephen, I'm not here to speak on behalf of Lorne Grammar.
Well, they won't speak on behalf of themselves for some reason.
Well, that's I suppose, the principal and the Board of Governors that they have taken that decision. What I would say, Stephen, is this. I tried to explain, I suppose, I think Margaret understood the pressures that are facing the non-selective sector, but I suppose what I should explain is exactly what is happening and why class time is being cut. Because when we say it's budget cuts, again, unless you're in the school seeing how it operates, that can be difficult to fathom. There are two key pressures on school at the moment. The first one is the lack of funding for each child's education. We all understand that there needs to be more money made available to schools. But the second key pressure is this, and this is the part that people are omitting from the entire debate and the discussion. There are statutory rules of Northern Ireland. The Teachers' Terms and Conditions of Employment Regulations in 1987 very clearly sets out the terms and conditions for teachers. So like you, Stephen, you will have a contract and there will be terms and conditions attached. Likewise, in the majority of jobs out there.
I think, Michael, we're coming away from the story today.
No, I'm not.
This story today is about kids losing
nearly two hours
of class time a week.
And Stephen, what I'm about to say will explain why that's happening. Because teachers, in those terms and conditions, are obliged to teach 23.5 hours a week. So that is contact time teaching. So when cuts come and teachers are made redundant or schools can't employ teachers, that puts additional pressure on the existing teachers to go above and beyond the 23.5 hours. So each school now has funding that is cut that is asking the principal to break the terms and conditions of its teachers to ask them to teach more.
And I understand why you're talking about the teachers, but can we please talk about the children and the fact that they're losing nearly 2 hours of education a week, and how are pupils at Larne Grammar School now not at a significant disadvantage? This is why, you know, I would appeal to Larne Grammar School, for goodness sakes, speak about this.
Stephen,
so how are pupils who will be doing the same exams as kids in other schools who are getting nearly, they're getting 100 minutes. This is 100 minutes a week Larne Grammar School pupil is losing compared to some other schools who haven't lost that. How are they not at a disadvantage in their exams?
Well, if you take the examinations, GCSE and A levels will have GLH, guided learning hours. And I am quite confident that any school that makes a reduction, the children studying those qualifications will still meet the statutory obligations or the requirements for the guided learning.
The statutory obligations, but at the end of the day, they're getting... Look, if 100 minutes of class time a week is not valuable, then you would start to have to ask yourself, well, what's happening in the class? Like 100 minutes of class time, nearly 2 hours a week, that's a lot of schooling. That's a lot of learning.
Stephen, I'm sure no principal will disagree with you. This isn't the school's fault. You know, the teachers aren't putting their feet up on the desk for those 20 minutes each day. This is a result of our government, who have seen this coming for many years, who have taken their eye off the ball and let education slip into the mess that it has become. I said before, they have watched this happen for approximately 10 years. This isn't the school's fault. And unfortunately, this is what always happens in this debate. It always becomes the lazy teachers and the teachers who have 2 months off.
We're not using that language.
No, but if you look perhaps at some of the comments on the social media after this, that is quite often where the debate shifts. The school is responding to the fact that it is not being funded appropriately like every other school in Northern Ireland, Stephen. We can't make time out of fresh air. We are not funded enough. And, you know, this, I don't know what changes Larne Grammar have made up to this point.
Well, they're saying
it hasn't impacted on...
Well, Larne Grammar School is saying that there is a vice principal retiring at the end of the current academic year, and they can't afford to replace her.
And whose fault's that, Stephen?
And they've had to cut their teaching staff complement by a further, as well as not replacing the vice principal, Larne Grammar School, because of cuts, are having to cut their teaching staff complement by a further 1.4 full-time equivalent.
Yeah.
And that means that the kids are losing out.
Yes, because the school, I would imagine, like all schools, we can't pay teachers in magic beans, Stephen. If the money is not going into the budget, how can schools pay the teachers? And if teachers will not, I can't do an advert and say, please come in and work one day a week, please, or 2 days a week, or a full week, free of charge. If the school is not in a position to pay the staff, what is the answer? They are forced to reduce the number of teachers in the school. That is going to have an impact.
So is this going to spread throughout other schools in Northern Ireland now?
That's $1 million.
Is this the next of it? Welcome to Northern Ireland, where your kids get less class time.
Stephen, the fact that Margaret has said that The fact that this is a grammar school is maybe the most surprising thing at this point.
Waiting list times in Northern Ireland in the health sector, 100,000 people waiting over a year to see a consultant. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, children. Their start in life, you know, going to a school, now you get less class time. And you look in Lauren Grammar, you certainly do. You then look than what you did in Lord Grammar this year. You then look for political accountability, and there can't be any because there's no local government. You then look to the Secretary of State, and she walks away from journalists without taking questions. Like, is everyone sitting up and smelling the coffee about the type of Northern Ireland you're currently living in?
We are in an accountability-free zone. It's the working people, the people at the coalface, are the only people being made accountable. And quite often, we're being made accountable for things that aren't truly our responsibility. Now, I will predict that there will be more political discourse around this one, and more politicians will speak up because it's a grammar school. That is my prediction. That suddenly there will be politicians scurrying because this is a grammar school that have been brave enough, Stephen, brave enough, to raise their head above the parapet and say, these are the pressures we're under, and this is how we have to respond. In Northern Ireland, we have a cutthroat education system where every school almost competes against one another. So that took a brave, brave decision. A brave decision by the chair of the Board of Governors, or the governors and the principal, to send out that letter. So I am quite convinced it wasn't done lightly. I'm convinced it was done with a heavy heart. But again, please, this is not the fault of the school. The children will suffer across Northern Ireland. It's happening anyway, all across, whether it be special educational needs. You know, this is happening everywhere. But don't blame the people who are covering up this mess and have been covering it up for the last 10 years when the wheels have finally fallen off for some schools.
What's your message to politicians meeting today? Talks about talks.
Stephen, I don't know. What message do I have for politicians? I suspect the talks will go well because the big two got a bit of a kicking in the recent elections. That's my personal opinion. But, I mean, when's the last time you heard one of our politicians or MLAs come out and talk about education?
Michael Allen, thank you very much indeed. So if you are just joining us today, we've got a hold of a letter which is evidence that Lauren Grammar School are to cut the teaching time, the class time of their pupils by 20 minutes a day. That means 100 minutes a week, nearly 2 hours a week. If you're a Lauren Grammar School, you're getting less education, less class time, to be precise, than what you would have got up until now. These effects will come in from September 2019, and Lauren Grammar School refusing to comment.